RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
301-230-0980 is the number here on this Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. We're tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 6:45. Wizards basketball comes your way at that point. Wizards playing host to VJ Edgecombe in the Sixers. You can hear the game right here on the Team 980. It is a day after the game, so we will revisit our Super Six Pack from Friday. And then I will bring you a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the National Football League. I want to continue to look back at what happened last night on Monday Night Football. Washington 28-7 is how they fall to the Kansas City Chiefs. After forcing two turnovers in the first half and then going into the locker room, knotted up at 7 apiece. If I would have told you that that is how the first half was going to go, I think all of you would be stunned. Stunned. If I told you on Friday leading up to the game that, yeah, Pat Mahomes is going to throw two first-half interceptions on his first two drives for the first time in his career, you'd be like, nah, you're tripping. You're reaching. You're trying to find light at the end of the tunnel when there really isn't any. That happened. Washington got after Pat Mahomes. Washington forced turnovers in that first half, but this offense was not able to capitalize. And I think that, to me, is the most disappointing piece about last night. I know the defense gave up buku yards in the second half, couldn't get a stop, and I'm pulling up the drive chart here once more. Ant gave us the numbers earlier. Mahomes in the second half was 17 of 19. Damn good. Couldn't get pressure consistently, couldn't get him off of his spot, and it ultimately led to big-time plays. Here is how the second half went for Kansas City. First drive out the locker room. First of all, can we give... I'm trying to wrap up the defensive conversation, but I do got one more attaboy to give. That end-of-half scenario to give up no points with 58 seconds, that's an improvement week to week. And that was something that they were really good at last year, both on offense and on defense. They were so good at those end-of-half situations. Last night they got the stop. You're tied at 7 coming out of the locker room, and then the defense gives up a 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive. Then they give up a 8-play, 75-yard touchdown drive, then a 13-play, 94-yard touchdown drive that should have been over, that should have ended before it even started. That was when Jazon Newton had that penalty. And then they had a 8-and-out where they hold the ball for 4 minutes and 30 seconds at the end of the game. I just mentioned the defense giving up long scoring drives. The offense, after the 8-play, 80-yard touchdown drive, went 5 plays for 25 yards, eating up 2 minutes of clock. Not enough. They then, on their next possession, go 6 plays, give up, and only get 17 yards, and they have to punt in 3 minutes. Then they go 3 and out. Then they throw a pick. I say all that to say this. For the second time in 3 weeks, I think, Washington's offense has totally let them down. I think that, to me, is the biggest takeaway that I have from last night. Their inability to capitalize, one in the first half, on the defense, gift-wrapping them opportunities. And then in the second half, when the defense needed you, you were worse than you were in the first half. I mean, when you're trying to play this bend-but-don't-break style defense, when your offense goes 5 plays and punts, 6 plays and punt, 3 plays and punt, it compromises the hell out of this defense, who already doesn't have the resources poured into that side of the football. They already don't have the talent to really compete against Kansas City, if we're, you know, being 100 about it, right? You needed the offense to help them out a little bit. I don't know if I said this going into this game or the Dallas game. I made the joke of, like, my high school team, my uncle Steven thought we were terrible, right? So he said, Linnell, you know what you should tell your coach to do? Y'all shouldn't snap the ball until there's about 2 seconds left on the play clock, just so y'all can maintain the possession as long as possible. Is that what the Commanders' offense needs to do? Because at some point, the time of possession thing is going to bite you in your ass. And it did last night, in my opinion, because this defense simply was asked to do too much. Now I'm going to go to their numbers on the year in terms of time of possession. Average time of possession right now, the Washington Commanders rank 30th. They're 30th in average time of possession. You know who's what company they're keeping? The Titans, the Saints, the Bengals, Miami. That's the big issue right now with me for this offense. They ranked 30th in average time of possession. Last year, when you went on that magical run, you ranked 7th in average time of possession. The drop-off is night and day. You cannot sustain drives offensively. And it's the same formula offensively last year that you're using this year, right? You don't have much margin for error. It's all about staying ahead of the sticks, putting yourself in position to be historically good on fourth down by creating those fourth and manageable opportunities. It's part of the reason why they were possessing the football so well last year, and it's a big reason why they're not this time around. The offense, for a multitude of different reasons, and I know you all want to point at Cliff Kingsbury and say, see, it's the play caller. I know it's going to sound cliche. It's going to sound like Coach Beak. Every play that is called is designed to work. I hop in the film room. I'm looking at the All-22. Y'all can go on my social media and check out a couple of plays that I've already broken down at NELL_BTP. The offense's problems, all parties involved are guilty. The coordinator, the players, the execution, it's just not there. But to me, more times than not, it's execution. And I want to start with the offensive line and the run game and the rushing attack. The rushing attack has totally faltered over the past 3 weeks. And I'm going to credit our pal Chris Russell for these numbers because he did a brilliant job breaking this stuff down. Their traditional run game has been, excuse my French, ass over the past 3 weeks. Chicago, Dallas, Kansas City. I want to figure out why the running game is faltering, right? Against Chicago, right? 19 carries for 66 yards in your natural running game. Against Dallas, 18 carries for 67 yards. Against KC, 11 carries for 31 yards. It ain't working. And it's not working for a multitude of different reasons. One, Cliff needs to put them under center more. They need to give Bill a running start when running the football. They need to give C-Rod a head start when running the football. These shotgun runs, our guys aren't hitting them right, in my opinion. But on the same token, they're not being blocked properly.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And it's happened in the last 3 weeks, and I think there's a reason. Dallas, Kansas City, and Chicago all have speed at linebacker. All have three linebackers that are going to play downhill and come try to jack you up. We're pulling guys. This is what we do in our run game. We pull guys. We aren't targeting right when we're moving, when we're on the move. John Bates missed blocks. Ben Sinnott missed blocks. Josh Connolly missed blocks. I thought the interior, for the most part, did a decent job. It was our move blockers yesterday that struggled. Like, I thought Chris Paul was good at the point of attack. I thought Biadasz, for the most part, was good at the point of attack. But that's just the run game struggles, which is really going to tell the story of why your offense is struggling as a whole. You need this run game. You are a run-first team. We know this. It opens up your pass game. It makes everything else easier. You don't have the quarterback, in my opinion, and the offensive line, for that matter, to just live in a drop-back passing game all game long. You don't have that, even with Jaden in there. That's not what's most conducive for success. You need to be able to run the ball. You need to be able to stay ahead of the stick. You need to be able to take shot plays. You need to be able to run play action. That stuff hasn't been able to happen. And over the last 3 weeks, you're going up against three linebacking cores that get downhill and come thump. But guys just aren't executing. That's not a Cliff problem, necessarily. Is it Cliff's fault that Josh Connolly is pulling from one side of the formation to the other and blocks nobody? Is it his fault that John Bates is pulling from one side of the formation to the other and blocks nobody? Dan Quinn spoke about the struggles of this Washington Commanders rushing attack earlier this afternoon. He had this to say about what's going on with the Washington Commanders run game. And I'll say this, I gave you the numbers, right? I look at this and go, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, they need to go under center more. The more and more I think about it, that's an easy solution. But if you go under, and that'll help the backs more than anything, but if you go under center and the O-line still isn't moving people, then it doesn't really matter what the backs do, right? I want to look at Bill Kroski-Merritt here for a second as well, put him under the microscope. Bill Kroski-Merritt, over the last three games, 9 for 25 last night, 13 for 33 against Dallas, 17 for 61 against Chicago. I think Bill Merritt right now is not running with the same relentlessness that he was running with prior to the Chicago game. When he put the ball on the carpet twice, he's not going to admit it, but I think we just understand this as football players and fans of football. When you put the ball on the carpet twice as a running back and you're a seventh-round running back that barely made it to the NFL, you don't want to fumble ever again. So I think he is more focused on not fumbling, and it's taking away from that special ability that he has to get skinny, to knife his way through the defense, to make guys miss at the point of attack. That, to me, is what's happening with Bill. We'll get to Bill more as we roll throughout this hour. I want to let you hear from Dan Quinn real quick. Here is DQ on what is going on right now with this run game.
Yeah, we certainly need to get it on track in the best of ways. And I wish I had a better sense to say which ones. We've got a good package, but it has to be, you know, the runs and the play passes. Those have to really be in concert together. We hit a couple of play passes yesterday, which was nice for us to do. Terry had one inside. But we've got to find our ways, even to stick with it some when, you know, there are hard runs to go and one goes for one or zero. It can be frustrating, but you just dig and you keep banging for it, and you stay into that spot. And that's, you know, what we'll work to do, because it has to be, you know, a bigger part of our game.
So that's really interesting what DQ just said. And at the end of that, we'll dig at his offensive coordinator. We have to have the patience, the wherewithal to stick with it by hook or by crook through hella high water. See, I say this all the time about running the football. I'm not just running it for the sake of running it. I want to get ahead of the chains. I want to be able to pass off of it, right? It helps out the rest of your offense. It helps out your offensive linemen as well, because they want to play moving forward. But if Cliff is not going to have the patience to stick with it, then what are we talking about here? Running the football, y'all hear me say it all the time, it is a lifestyle choice. It has to be a part of the DNA of your offense, of your football team. You can't pick and choose when you want to run a damn football. You ran the ball 20 times for 60 yards last night. And I haven't gone back and charted the runs because Mariota has 8 credited runs. A few of those were scrambles. Your running backs, Jeremy McNichols, Rodriguez, got one carry apiece? That's it? Bill Merritt, 9 carries, that's it? But this is what Dan Quinn's talking about. Sticking with it when there is a zero-yard run, when there is a loss of one. I don't think Cliff, and we actually asked this question earlier in the year, Ant. Did we think he was going to have the patience to stick with the run game no matter what? And I said, yeah. Boy, do I look like an ass right now. At heart, he won't throw the football. And I get it, right? You see the way he's trying to supplement the run game, too. That's why you're seeing the screens called. And then some of y'all I see on Twitter go, well, why don't we call them more screens? Their execution of the screen, there's always something that goes wrong. Last night, there was a play where Marcus Mariota throws it at Debo's ankles. They don't convert. There's a play where the tight end or the wide receiver on the perimeter doesn't make the block, so it doesn't work. That screen game is their way of supplementing the run game, their way of trying to stay ahead of the sticks. And actually, on the night, it was 7-12 on third down. It was their best third down outing in a while. They were really good on third down. The problem was fourth down. Last night, you were not very good. Play calling, execution, so on and so forth. I want you to line up on the phones with this, and I know we got full lines, so if you're getting a busy signal, just keep trying us. 301-230-0980 is the number. Do you think the offense did enough to win last night? 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll take your calls next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.